This is The Evening Buzz, presented by Mikhail Atiyah.
Quentin Tarantino is a world-renowned, famous filmmaker and director who's made some big cult classics like Reservoir Dogs. Everyone knows him for Pulp Fiction, some other big movies like The Hateful Eight, and recently Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And what's even more interesting is the cultic nature of his fan base. There's a lot of those types of people who are obsessed with the kind of movies he makes. They're definitely unique, interesting. But I wouldn't say I would dedicate my entire filmography to only Quentin Tarantino. He is just one of many others who know how to make a good movie. And he has a certain style that either you like it, either you don't. And one thing he has made a life goal in mind is that he was going to only film and direct 10 movies in his lifetime. He has now reached 9 movies in his catalog and has been trying to work on a 10th film called The Movie Critic. And apparently this was something a lot of people were very excited for because it had a star-studded cast behind it, including the likes of Brad Pitt set to lead. It was inspired by a real-life writer with a unique style of critique, went through numerous rewrites, and now has caused so much production delays that Quentin Tarantino has decided to abandon this The Movie Critic project. And it has somewhat sent shockwaves across the industry and even with the fan base. It's a bold move because it means that this probably was already being filmed. It was under pre-production for a long time. Money was put into this. Talent was put into this. And now it's just all thrown into the bin. I wouldn't say it's entirely wasted. Something might be salvaged for whatever other project he is hoping to work on. And despite Tarantino pulling the plug, this is somewhat of a familiar pattern for him. He's known for someone who teases tons of projects, but it never materializes. He was apparently teasing this R-rated Star Trek-like movie that he wanted to create. Never happened. He even teased the fact of a potential third installment for Kill Bill. Never happened. So the sudden change of heart is something that is reminiscent of his past creative shifts. He's someone that he works on things in the now. He's perhaps not very long-term, I guess he works on a whim in a sense. Whatever he feels strongly passionate about is what he will dedicate his time to. And if he feels somewhere down the line that this passion doesn't justify or feels like it fizzles out, he'll just move on to another project. Because from what I understand, Quentin Tarantino is very meticulous with how he wants to tell his story, with how he wants to present it, how he crafts it, everything. And so I guess that meticulous mannerism of him could cause him to be a bit of a perfectionist and find that whatever he may be working on needs to be thoroughly justified. And I guess this project that he was recently working on didn't feel like it had a proper payoff. I guess also being that it's the 10th film, the 10th and last film in his catalog. I guess he wanted to end with a bang, and I guess he was worried that this wasn't really the crescendo, the finale that he was hoping for. So although there's speculation on whether Tarantino might revisit this project in the future, at least for now, it seems he's exploring other avenues for his swan song, as they say. This news really adds another layer of anticipation and hype now, because we're all expecting what is this big finale 10th film that he's hoping to reveal to be his ultimate cinematic farewell. And I know it's going to be a significant moment in cinema and for movie lovers when his last and 10th film finally makes it to theaters, whether it's The Movie Critic that recently got abandoned or other creative projects that he has left in dormancy. We'll just have to see. We'll just have to wait and see. But if you're someone who loves Quentin Tarantino movies, do text me. Join the conversation at 4215. It's Slaughter Due. What are some of your favorite Tarantino movies of all time? For me personally, I don't like Pulp Fiction. I feel like I'm gonna get some hate for that. But for me, my personal favorite film from his catalog has got to be The Hateful Eight. I think that's the perfect suspense film that he's ever did. I've watched a few of Tarantino's movies. Some are good. Some are very, you know, they can hit average. They can hit slightly above average. And then you have movies that are just top tier. And I think The Hateful Eight is my top tier Quentin movie. But do let me know. Let's take a short break. Coming up next, we're talking about PlayStation, as apparently they're going to be allowing a PlayStation overlay that lets you earn trophies in their PC version of their big titles. And starting off with Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut, which is, I think, is a great decision, one that I hope other platforms will do as well. Let's talk about it right here on The Evening Buzz. Stay tuned.
Pulse 95.
It's a slow and steady progress when it comes to PlayStation's initiative to transition into the PC market. They've been doing it for a couple of years now, but you have to understand that PlayStation has always boasts itself for its exclusivity features. It's always been a platform that had some really great first-party AAA game titles that were only exclusive to its console. And those type of games helped push the sales of their hardware, such as the PlayStation 3, the PlayStation 2. I mean, their entire legacy is like this. Make great games, keep them exclusive, and we'll sell enough PlayStation consoles. But times have certainly changed, and we've seen competitors like Xbox who have opted for accessibility more than exclusivity by allowing all of their titles to be readily available and even backwards compatible through multiple Xbox consoles and having it directly available on PC. And for a while, PlayStation was hesitant. They were really trying to stay the exclusive platform for their games and hardware, but they realized that the PC market is a big, big piece of the game industry pie. And so if they're not utilizing that market, it's almost downright counterproductive. And so we've seen them bring in such studios like Nixxis Software, who have been helping them port their games into PC. There's a few big PlayStation titles that are now out on PC, such as Horizon Zero Dawn, God of War, the most recent one being Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut. And now Sony has introduced a new feature called the PlayStation Overlay, which is a an overlay function for PC aimed at bridging the gap between PlayStation and PC gaming experiences. So if you're someone who is going to play PlayStation games on PC, you now have a functional overlay that you could open up and use. And so that means whenever you play the game and earn achievements on it, you will be earning PlayStation trophies while playing the PC game, which is, it's amazing. Honestly, this function is going to be starting off with Ghost of Tsushima, and it's going to bring in key PlayStation elements to your Windows PC, such as your friends list, your trophies, your settings, and profile from your PlayStation account. Activating it is as easy as pressing Shift F1 or accessing it through the in-game menu. One of the standout aspects of this overlay is its seamless integration with Ghost of Tsushima, which allows players to access it during both single-player and multiplayer modes. Moreover, playing the game on PC enables players to earn trophies, which is something that's only on the PlayStation. and now is going to be available on PC games, on the PC version. So if you're playing Ghost of Tsushima on the PC version and you're getting an achievement, you don't only get the Steam achievement, you also get the PlayStation trophy, which is great. I feel like there definitely needs to be a way to shift players' in-game achievements from PlayStation entirely to PC, like on Steam. For me personally, I have like a very old account on PlayStation with over 160 platinums, like 10,000 trophies. That's my entire legacy there in one profile. To have it available on PC or have some sort of cross, you know, some sort of like cross achievement profile would be absolutely great. And this also means that there's definitely an incentive, a move by Sony that signals a growing commitment to tapping into the PC gaming market. Not only does it hint at a future for PlayStation titles incorporating the overlay function, but it also underscores Sony's increasing efforts in porting games to PC, evidenced by its acquisition with Nexus Software that's been helping them with PC port development, but also seeing that like the most recent strategy is upcoming PlayStation titles will be coming out day one, not only on PlayStation, but also PC. Helldivers 2 was the first initiative in this, and we'll be seeing many more of this happening in the coming future. PlayStation is realizing that they need to expand its gaming ecosystem beyond just traditional console boundaries, because as we're getting further and further into the digital age, it's almost becoming unnecessary to have gaming hardware such as, you know, like a PlayStation and Xbox, because we can have subscription services or just, you know, more convenient alternatives to play our games. And so PlayStation is realizing that they need to go beyond this, beyond their own boundaries, and have a greater reach for not only their current player base, but to also bring in new customers for the near future. Really exciting stuff, and I think it's a win-win because it just means that players will be having accessibility to some of their best, some of their favorite games on any platform of their choice. It's not the most ideal situation that it is now, but it's better than nothing, and I'll take it. Let's take a short break, and coming up next, we're talking about Martin Scorsese, who has been for a very long time been trying to make a Frank Sinatra biopic, but has had a lot of issue with the estate's family, who have not been okay with how Martin wants to cover his story. But it seems like it might be happening, and Leonardo DiCaprio is probably going to be his first pick to play the lead role. Let's talk all about that right here on The Evening Buzz. Stay tuned.
Pulse 95.
Martin Scorsese, one of probably Hollywood's biggest and most famous filmmakers and directors of all time, he's made movies such as Goodfellas, The Irishman, Casino, The Departed, and so much more. And I have some personal favorites of his. Like even last year, he worked on Killers of the Flower Moon, Wolf of Wall Street. That's a personal favorite of mine. And he's someone that is an absolute beast in the film industry. I think I look at him as a bit of a workaholic as well. Like, this guy is never not making movies. And he has had apparently been long interested in directing a Frank Sinatra biopic. Frank Sinatra was a very, very famous singer from the last century. And it was recently revealed that it's one of two films he's planning to shoot back to back. The other is a movie about Jesus, marking his second venture into religious filmmaking after The Last Temptation of Christ back in 1998. Now, the Frank Sinatra biopic is a passion project for Martin Scorsese, and he has been it's been on his radar for some time. And now he's even eyeing Leonardo DiCaprio to portray the singer. and even Jennifer Lawrence to play his second wife, Ava Gardner. Now, interestingly enough, Scorsese has had previous attempts to bring the Sinatra story to screen, but he has hit a few roadblocks due to some tensions with the Sinatra estate. Despite initial plans and a script by Phil Aden Robinson, disagreements over the portrayal of Sinatra's complex character led to the project's abandonment. And so the estate, run by Sinatra's daughter, Tina, was hesitant to greenlight a film that delved into the darker aspects of Frank Sinatra's life, including his infidelity. Perhaps also the fact that Frank Sinatra was a bit in cahoots with American gangsters, American mafia. So that could be something very difficult to, you know, to have to explore that in a biopic. But Martin Scorsese is someone who doesn't shy away from the truth. Yeah, he's covered a lot of crime dramas in the past. Goodfellas, The Irishman. And of course, there is always that little touch of embellishment with a director. But yeah, Scorsese has revisited this biopic adaptation time and time again. And he might still face some similar obstacles with the estate. But perhaps he might do it with a little bit more courtesy, you could say. He still has a vision for this film, and he aims to explore those complexities and that shadowy and the shadows of Frank Sinatra's character, which remains unchanged despite some past setbacks. So beyond the Sinatra project, so Scorsese still plans to work on a film about Jesus, potentially reuniting him with Andrew Garfield, his star from Silence. And yeah, Martin Scorsese, as someone, and by the way, this man is, I think, in his late 70s to 80s, and he's still pumping out movies. Just tells you at the level of endurance and willpower this man has, and passion for making movies. He is just a nonstop machine, highly admirable. And I'm someone who, whenever a Martin Scorsese movie comes out, I pay attention. I go ahead and watch. They're pretty good. If you have any actual recommendations, you have a Martin Scorsese personal favorite, do let me know. Mine, still to this day, is Wolf of Wall Street and Goodfellas. Those are some really good movies. I think after that, The Irishman on Netflix. Check that out. With that, guys, it's time to wrap it up here on The Evening Buzz. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys tomorrow, same time, from 8 till 9 p.m., keeping you guys busy and entertained all throughout the weekend shift. Only here on Pulse 95. This is Mikhail Atiyah signing out. Have a good one.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every Friday to Monday from 8 p.m.